Welcome to episode 192 of the Better With Running podcast. My name is Chris Armstrong. I'm a Run to PB coach, and a massive welcome back to my co-host, fellow Run to PB coach, Zach and Newman. How are you, mate? Welcome back.
Yes, good to get a welcome back, mate. I honestly thought I was done after listening to you guys. I thought, yeah, there's no way I can get a gig back. I think you both did an amazing job last week, and I did listen to it. I think it might have been the next day after we released it, and over two parts, I think I did one driving, one in the gym, and loved it. Had a few laughs, and yeah, thought you both did an amazing job. So thank you for that, Chriso, and I know I've passed that on to Elise.
Yeah, no, look, I'm impressed that you had enough faith that what we put together was, you know, you didn't actually need to listen to it first before you put it out. So a lot of faith shown there that we didn't get too loose or fly off the handle with anything controversial.
No, not too controversial. I mean, the Radelaide stuff, I don't know what your fan base in Adelaide's like, Chriso, with your comments around that. But apart from that, that was...
We might be able to ask our guest tonight about it, perhaps.
Yes, we could. That is a good point. We have got a guest. Big week, mate. It is a big week for our Run to PB community. There's a number of athletes in taper mode as we head towards the inaugural Ballarat Marathon on the weekend. We'll chat about that.
Looking forward to that. Obviously, cross country, Gels Park Relays as well. Between Gels and Ballarat, there'll be a large portion of the community out and about. But Ballarat, the inaugural one, you excited, mate?
Yeah, round zero, as you guys coined it last week. Well, that was very well played from your good self, Chriso. But yeah, it doesn't, I don't know why it doesn't feel, I mean, I know why it doesn't feel like first round for me because I'm not going around, but it's this crossover with Ballarat. And it's like there's still been obviously a number of athletes. It's been a focus on the marathon, and usually you have that break where people have had a break and got themselves ready for round one. Whereas there is going to be a few that will be in recovery mode for the good part of the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that all plays out. Interesting timing, where they're essentially going head to head. I'm not sure who got in first or what the overall thinking was there, but it is what it is. So yeah,
I think AV are a partner of Ballarat as well.
Yeah,
we love AV. They're always listening every week. Big fans of our work. So shout out to those guys. Hey mate, we've also got some news on Hit Drop, a launch potential of. Possibly going to hit the button live on air to open up some pre-sales. So we're going to chat about that. And you hinted at a guest coming, dialing in from over in Adelaide.
Yeah, no, looking forward to this. You mentioned some kit, maybe some exclusive news that I'm fresh, real fresh.
going with all the exclusives, mate.
Mate, what better place to do it? So, no, looking forward to hearing about that and, hearing a bit more from our guest shortly. Someone who's had a bit of an association with Run to PB for a little while now, so chance to shine a bit of a spotlight on them and what they do. And, yeah, they're actually probably a bigger part of our community than we realise.
Before we go there, let's just do a bit of a very interested to know what you're up to. Obviously, I'm not as active on Strava. I haven't been dishing you out as much kudos as usual. As I've just been, I'm definitely not going to be uploading elliptical or any other sort of cross training. So I have done a couple of glances at Strava, but not the full deep dive. So curious to know how you're tracking as you lead into race week.
Yeah. It makes for boring listening, really, because I did a session last Monday. I did some hills and threshold, which went quite well. And since then, it's just been easy K's. So I jumped into a session with Anna last Thursday. So we did Mona Fartlek, which, hey, coming into Ballarat, what better session? And
One of
pay
the great
tribute to the great man.
men.
So knocked over a Mona with Anna, and my legs were pretty heavy that morning to the point where I guess there's a bit of traffic around Kyala early in the mornings. And normally I would try and do the right thing and I would be the one that jumps out in front when we have to go single file, but didn't even get the opportunity to, mate. Was pretty much left in Anna's dust for a fair chunk of it. So whenever there was a car, I just tucked in. She was flying. So
Did you
no,
say
it,
this Thursday?
so yeah, last week, Thursday last week. So yeah,
Did you
not
run Wednesday?
no, I would have had a rest day Wednesday.
Okay.
So yeah, into Mona Fartlek on the Thursday morning and then easy Ks, like long run 20 Ks, and just kept it nice and relaxed. A few more easy Ks Sunday and then same thing Monday, Tuesday this week. So yeah, just trying to freshen up a little bit. Body has been a little bit tired the last couple of weeks and have noticed a difference with having not done a session this week. Body is starting to feel all right. So yeah, looking forward to hopefully the weekend. We're still finalizing some teams for relays for Bendigo. So I'm not sure just yet if my services will be required. Currently an emergency for the Division 2 team and Division 5. We haven't, not sure if we're going to have a team. So at this stage,
You still go around.
Nora's running in Division 2 for the Bats with the girls.
You got to be there anyway. You got to go.
So I will be there. I'll be normally Nora would be driving me to races. Well, it's quite the opposite this time. She's the valuable cargo for this one, and I'll be making sure she gets there safely. So no, looking forward to going down, and hopefully I'll get a chance to run. But if not, that's okay. We'll target the next one.
But won't they enter a team any like? I know with Melbourne Uni, we just we enter non-scoring teams, I think, or you can still go around, you just don't complete the team, I would assume. Or is it because you got to pay up the full enter the X amount of team for each quarter?
Yeah, not sure. We've sort of there's a few names listed on the sheet, and we're just trying to sort out whether we'll actually have enough to do what we want to do. But yeah, look, I'll be taking all my kit anyway, and hopefully it works out. Be able to have a run and score some points for the Bats on Saturday.
Well, I mean, it's only Wednesday, mate, so we could still organise a transfer over to Melbourne Uni because we'll have to chat to Brady about this. I know he's high up in the up in the ivory towers at Bendigo Bats HQ, and I think when you got a guy like you who's sort of like, oh, I don't know if I'll get out there, and I don't know if there's a team. I think there's trouble over at Bat in Bat Land. When a guy like you, we would find a way to get you out on the park. So anyway, we'll chat off air about a potential late trade.
We'll see, mate. I don't reckon they'd be asking much for my services. So if you've got a spare packet of chips or something you can send their way, that might be enough to seal the deal.
Would you do a session if like if you know all seriousness like because you're take you you know you're going to a race week but or you're just okay if you drive up there and you're jogging around and watching Aura and just take it as a down week.
Yeah, look. I'll jump in a session with Anna tomorrow, so we'll do a bit of a threshold with some standing recoveries in there. So that'll be okay to do a little bit of volume, and hopefully we'll know Friday night. So if I find out Friday night and I am running, then I'll just go for a little shakeout run Saturday morning. But otherwise, if not, I'll so long as I know, I'll probably do my long run on Saturday and then jump in the car and pop on down and yeah, hopefully watch some racing. So yeah, and if not, I mean, look, the following round's only a fortnight after that anyway at Hanging Rock. So yeah, it's not long to wait.
And I suppose it sounds like you're in a good spot, and it's kind of if you have to get out there, you do. If not, you'll put on hey, a couple of your photos from this week in Strava. Was there a van in featured Shortstop Electrical? Is that a new sponsor? What's going on there?
No, that's It's an interesting one. There's yeah.
Or is this a yeah, off air?
Another oh, it's a bit of a cryptic one there. So there's a few things in the post. Just yeah, like local businesses naming their business after their favorite animals, which we just find funny. Like it's once again, it's really just things that amuse me and Anna. And we're not saying it's a bad thing, we just think it's funny. And I'm just thinking, what are the other possibilities that you could have where you're just naming things after animals? Just have a bit of a laugh at. So yeah, it almost looks a bit like a AI generated photo, that one.
Yeah, I thought you might have gone down a Midjourney or some kind of
No,
vibe.
it's I tell you what, the sticker tool in Instagram is a wonderful thing, just to be able to cut and paste things out of different photos and put some
Okay.
stuff together. So
Seen some of your work come across my desk. Yeah, you're pretty handy with
yeah,
the old memes or some Chriso gold that comes through the chat groups.
no, we're just doing a bit of public brainstorming for business names. So yeah, watch this space. If anyone needs some help, hit me up.
I like it.
What about yourself, mate? What have you been up to? I know there hasn't been any kilometers logged, but you have been spending a bit of time rehabbing the body. What's that look like over the last couple of weeks? Because last week, mate, you're at the running company in Geelong.
I was down with Big Moose, Julian Spence down at the Geelong. The running company Geelong, they had an event in association with Inside Running Podcast and Precision Hydration, Fuel and Hydration, who do amazing job with what they're offering out. I know a lot of people, I think, don't know if you've tried their wares yet, Chriso, but I know Brady definitely got on board. Previously, that we had a sort of formal partnership. He was rolling their gels, and he was a big fan of their larger sachet that you can take on the go. So yeah, he's got the 90-gram carb that he loves to take out in the long run, and the big gel, which yeah, he rocks. But yeah, they actually put on an event down there, and I was just involved behind the scenes, really not doing too much. Let the big dogs do their thing. The founder, CEO Andy Blow, who gave a really good chat, talk through the range, talk through what he does with athletes. And they had Reece Noble, who's a sweat testing Victoria. He did a live sweat test on Julian, which you actually I didn't know this actually, and I think people were surprised. It is a non-exercise test. You just sit there and they put a strip on there, throw up the machine, and it induces a sweat that way. And it takes anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, gets all the results. And then they talk through, quite interesting to go hear about that and what Precision are doing in their innovation in fuel. And I think it's obviously come a long way from the old, we're talking, if we're going way back, we're going just water and maybe a few jelly beans or something. But the real sophistication of like nutrition and what we're doing and how we're thinking about it, I know with our athletes, like they're really dialed into it and thinking about it and planning it and trialing these new products and testing what works for them. And yeah, it was really informative. Actually, little anecdote, the Precision, they do this. I mean, they're involved with a lot of, obviously, big in running, cycling. Some of the Tour de France riders are using their gear, including some NBA teams. They've actually got LeBron James using some of their gear.
Wow.
He actually takes a hydration product on the plane with him, and they talked about how they sweat tested him. And a few very high-end tennis players, including a guy who was a Wimbledon finalist, who they did a sweat test, and turns out he was losing up to 4 liters an hour when he was playing.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so they had to have a hydration strategy around that. So yeah, super interesting. Like I said, the way it's all going, and I think yeah, I think just we'll talk about super shoes. We talk about the changes in, training methods and just how we're getting better. But nutrition is one of the big ones that's making the advances, and the level of detail and how they're kind of free hits as well. Like if you think about what you could do to just tweak things on race day and look into this a little bit more, you can be leaving time on the table by not really dialing into what nutrition is out there and what you can do with it.
Oh, and that's it. Like you can be in the shape of your life, but if your nutrition's no good on race day, the tank's going to get empty at some point. So, yeah, like I think, yeah, if people are able to maximize it just through being a bit smarter and I guess taking advantage of the products that are out there, why not? And I suppose, look, there's been people that have been trying to use different nutrition strategies over the years. Now, the old offal burrito has been pretty popular over in America for some time, but no, we're sort of looking for more legitimate methods, which is good.
It is. Yeah, it really is. And there's a really good, on their website, there's a good planner. So you can actually do the free, I don't know if you've done it, Chris, so you jump on and there's a hydration, fuel and hydration planner. You can throw in your event. Obviously most of our listeners will be putting in running, and then you can actually select your race and put in details around the race, how far you're out, all your details around your height, weight, and then how you train, and yeah, there's a number of questions, really simple, and then it spits out some data, just a general guide, and you'll be surprised that you actually, yeah, a lot of people go, wow, I actually am under fueling on, in race day, or I could be taking on more, and I think that was one of the key messages that I got away from it, is that we could actually learn and practice taking on more than what we probably think we should. So yeah, no, it was a good night, mate. It was good fun. But from my end, yeah, cross training. So I've kind of just been in this phase of, well, I was waiting to get in to see, I had my appointment with out at Elphington Sports Medicine Center. So out there with Dr. Carly to kind of go through the next stage, just review the MRI, chat through what it sort of meant, whether there was going to be any short-term fix, long-term planning. And yeah, it was a bit of it's almost a stalemate in a way, Chris, because I wasn't given a okay, go and get a surgery, go and get an arthroscope, or go and get surgery, and this will be your path to returning. It was more, well, this has probably been lingering for a while. You've essentially, and I think people have danced around it, whether it's the people interpreting the MRI, whether it was Locke being semi-generous, but essentially osteoarthritis in the knee. And I guess when you're early 40s, you probably they don't want to throw that around to sort of scare people and go, oh, well, that's it. But it's wear and tear. It's a lot of running in the legs over time. And I guess it's now a case of, like, in chatting to Carly, it's like, you've probably just, you've inflamed it a fair bit. I've actually got some, get on some anti-inflams just to, like, settle it down still. Like, it's not sore now at all and walking around pain-free. And it's funny, I was like pain-free for a while, for about a week and a half, and then I went down to TRC, drove back, and I had the appointment the next day. And of that day, I started getting that, like, back of my knee soreness again. I was
Oh
like,
no.
of the day, it's kind of good in a way. I was like, oh, okay, the day I'm actually going in, because I was going to be walking in being like, oh, I'm actually fine, when you go and see a doctor and you're actually fine. But so it was kind of nice to have a little bit of that, and just look, that's just the drive, just sitting a lot. And but before that, I'd gone probably a stretch of 7 to 9 days where I really didn't feel it. Sitting down, getting up, don't feel it straight away, where early on I was, like early on in the diagnosis. But yeah, it's essentially another 4 to 5 weeks of not running, just to completely deload, get a like get this inflammation down, work on some exercises in that in the meantime, do the cross training, and then it's going to be just a gradual rebuild and look at ways to kind of find a balance in how much I can actually handle in terms of volume, and whether that means, you go 3 days on, 1 day off, rather than trying to, I was getting in this mode of, 6 days and then a rest. Maybe I need to go 3 days, a rest, another 3 days, tweak volume, look at how I can incorporate, whether it is to keep volume up, from aerobic standpoint, do a bit more cross training, a bit more targeted strength work to kind of, because I'm always, this is probably where I've been at over the last 2 years. It's like it's kind of progressively got a little bit worse when I've just pushed a little bit and maybe just gone over the line. So finding that line again, finding out where I can play that doesn't kind of tip it over the edge. So that's the general plan, Chriso. And I think, in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I can sort of ramp things up from a strength and conditioning standpoint and in line with a stage return to run.
Oh, I like the sound of that return to run. It might be a few weeks away before it sort of gets to that point, but I guess at least you know fully what you're dealing with now, and there is a bit of a strategy there too.
Yeah, and it's not clean cut, and that's like I think I might have said it last time when I had the MRI. I was like, oh, it would have been okay if it was just like it came up and I had a stress reaction, because I know what I'm dealing with, and I know that's just, yeah, you just I've done them before. You just you bide your time, come back. Whereas it's more of a ongoing issue to manage, but it's something I could certainly find a balance so I can still get out and run and be relatively pain-free. So that's probably where the two main goals are.
Oh, mate, just to be able to run pain-free. I think we take it for granted sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, but right now it feels like a while, and I'm comfortable with that. Like it feels like a little while off before I get, running again and then into rolling, like to actually doing the amount I want to do. But I'm also not in a rush and pretty preoccupied with everything else. And I still getting a fix of endorphins to a degree, doing cross training and working on those other areas. But yeah, you still don't get the buzz, and I'm not at the point. I reckon in 3 or 4 weeks, like I'll probably be really itching, but I haven't had that absolute urge, and I've probably just been that focused on other things. I haven't had the chance to sort of sit back and go, oh yeah, and I'll actually going to an event this weekend will be that's where you get the FOMO, I think, when you kind of don't see it. Like if you're like, I drive past the tan every day, and if it's dark, oh yeah, I try to just like keep looking forward because I don't want to be like, oh fuck, that's where I should be. But the other thing is, yeah, when you're at an event, you can't escape that, and it's good, and like it's been great coaching through this because you're still getting a real sense of, your athletes getting ready and excited for them, and you kind of put that emphasis on them rather than your own running.
Yeah, and it's nice to have those distractions, but no, I can't imagine just those, especially whilst the, I guess the autumn nights, they've been nice and mild. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
they have. Yeah. No, that's all good. Won't be long, and I'll be back out there. Joining us this week on the Better With Running podcast, we've got a special guest coming in from over in Adelaide. It's Jason Smith, who is the owner of Oat Running, who we have, Chris, I know we've mentioned Oat a number of times. We've been massive fans, and obviously Run to PB is a partner. And yeah, I know last week Elise mentioned having a run with Jason, and we thought, well, What a good segue into actually getting the man himself on for a bit of a chat. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hello, guys. Welcome. Thank you very much. Yeah, glad to be here and appreciate getting me on.
Yeah, excited to chat. I think it was probably the nudge we needed. I know we'd spoken a lot through some chats a little while ago about getting you on, and it was just around timing, and now it's come to fruition, and we've got some exciting news to chat a little, to reveal a little bit later about some of your products. But firstly, bit of an intro on yourself. I know people would be familiar of with Oat Running, but give us a bit of an intro on your good self.
So very, very a recreational runner. Basically got into running as wanting to get better at CrossFit. So I come from a bit of a gym CrossFit sort of background. Couldn't really find any more fitness in what I was doing. So took up running, just doing your park runs and a few local events, that sort of thing, city to bay. And then sort of found the love-hate relationship for running, I guess, and the more so the challenge. So the goals were sort of set, find a race, pick that one, and then it was try and find a marathon and try and complete it and then try and get faster and so on and so forth.
Awesome.
Mate, what is it that you love about running that sort of helped you stick at it? Like, I suppose coming from that CrossFit background, were you someone that got into running and just wanted to do everything flat out, or how was the mindset sort of coming across to running and doing things easy?
Yeah, I guess I like a challenge. And it's something easy to track and easy to progress. So you can sort of see if you are getting better just by with your times and obviously feeling fitter and bringing the heart rate down, that sort of thing. So I find that I need a goal or a race coming up to sort of stick to it mostly rather than just getting out there and trying to enjoy it. I still prefer lifting weights, I reckon. So I'm still got that weightlifting background. But do love the challenge of, yeah, setting a goal or finding a race and then hunting that one down and training for that.
Have you noticed a bit of a shift in the from people going generally going to the gym, and if they were running, they'll maybe jumping on the treadmill, to now getting outside and doing more running or even entering events?
Yeah, definitely. Like I've noticed now, like a lot of the big events are selling out, so obviously that new popularity coming into running, and you're getting a lot more people that are setting their goals for running goals and challenges, that sort of thing. But now there's that many run clubs that are coming out of like your gyms, more group fitness sort of classes, and they've got their Sunday run clubs and that sort of thing. So that's pretty awesome to see as well.
Sure.
Jace, what's a normal week look like for you in terms of training, both running and in the gym? So, are you still doing a combination of both each week? Like, what sort of stuff do you do at the gym?
So at the moment I work at a couple F45 studios. So that's a group fitness sort of circuit-based training. So normally try and get in a couple sessions of weights in that one there. So that's like obviously set stations, that sort of thing. Normally, like most of my mates are still gym-based, so catch up with them. We'll just very slow pace, but try and lift as heavy as we can. And in regards to running, I've got a program written up 4 days a week, two sessions, the long run, and then your easy run at the start of the week. So trying to just basically build at the moment for another marathon if I can find one, and hitting around that sort of 50 to 60 Ks a week at the moment, trying to build off of that.
Yeah, nice. So it's hard to find a marathon at the moment, mate. They're all sold out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had the Gold Coast lined up, but sold out too quick. I think I'm 1,000th on the wait list, so I'm nowhere near it.
Nah, you never know your luck.
Hey, Jace, I want to talk to you. We've got a bit to chat about with Oat Running. We've obviously signaled we're massive fans, and we wear the product. Chriso matches his socks very well with his kit most days. But Oat Running, you took over Oat Running. When did that actually happen?
So we're coming up to 12 months in May. So we took it over, me and my partner. I can't take all the credit for it. So that's Jess. That's the J and J combo there. So we took
And
over 12 months ago now, coming up to.
yeah, cool. Can you tell us about the opportunity and what sort of piqued your interest?
Yeah, so Jess was already an original customer, so she loved the sock already. She had a few pairs, and it was one of her uni friends, their friend's company. So it started with a couple guys over in Melbourne based, Omid, Adam, Andy, and Tom. So that's how they got the OAT for the oat. So pretty cool name as well. And then one day they posted on their story that they were selling the business, and Jess had noticed that you couldn't buy the stock anymore. They hadn't posted for over a year. It just sort of went off the radar. And that was about time when COVID just finished and all the boys went back to their normal jobs. Most of them, I think, were dentists at the time. So they basically didn't do much with the business. So they had a lot of stock left over, and they just wanted to try and move it on to someone that was sort of keen to get it back involved and try and build it up again. So Jess saw the Instagram story, shot it over to me, and we had a bit of a chat on it, and then back and forth a few messages with the guys, and yeah, eventually we're lucky enough to take it over.
No, we're really glad it's alive and kicking. Hey, some of the popular product, I know the Navy crew sock, is that would that be the OG product?
Yeah, so when they first started, so oat's been around for about 3 years now. When they first started, they had an overseas supplier, and they had the navy sock with the white stripe, the gray, all gray, and then they brought out some ankle socks as well. Since then, basically since COVID, that sort of thing hit, they found a local supplier. So we've got a supplier in Sydney now, and they make them in Melbourne.
Awesome.
So with them, we can get obviously sock a lot easier now than trying to wait for overseas and pay huge postage sort of stuff. And at least it's locally Australian made. So now we've got the three crew colors. So we've got the pink stripe, the light blue stripe, and the white stripe all on the navy. And then we've got our two ankle socks in white or black.
And caps now. You've moved into
Yeah.
hats.
Yeah. So
Bib clips.
we got a bit of the stuff sent over, which was pretty cool. We got the black, the olive, and then the matching blue and pink to match the socks there. But they've basically just sold out nearly. So we're looking at
Wow.
getting some new colors. So yeah, they're very happy to listen to ideas for colors as well, which is will be on the next on the radar.
Oh, you're talking Chriso's language there.
Yeah, I think so.
That blue and pink hat is fire. I can see why it sold out pretty damn quick. So I'm saying I've got like of the crew socks there, I've got a pair of the grey ones. I've got the blue, so I've got the blue with the white stripe, the blue with the, I guess, the sky blue stripe, and also the ones with the pink stripe too.
Got them all.
Mate, can't fault them. The old look, the sock drawer might be overflowing, but it's a good problem to have, let's face it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've got a obviously we got them all on hand, so if we feel a fresh pair or something, we just grab them out and put some more on, and I think I've got too many now. If they're in the wash dirty, it's like, oh, but there's quite a few pairs.
Mate,
Hey,
how
the bib clips. Big fan of this. I know got a bib clip back in one of the Gold Coast marathon events, and I think that was I think a lot of people sort of use it the first time there, and then we're now that you can actually go and get your own set, it's a cool product.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a guy in the UK. I think he's a one man show. And we noticed that at a few local running events, and they were supplying him as well. We thought that was a pretty cool idea, so we hit him up on the internet, and yeah, pretty quick turnaround. And you just send them your logo, and they can chuck them on there for you. So really good quality. I think everyone uses the same style, but the best thing is not having to put your pins through your shirts, especially if you're buying decent kit.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree with that, particularly as a lot of the decent running kit is has started to get a little bit more on the expensive side these days. So no, I mean, it's fantastic. You've come across a winner there, mate. Not just is it the one colour in the sort of white clip with the navy lettering?
Yeah, I've just got the one style for now. I don't think we'll probably branch out too much in that. They're pretty small, so you don't really notice the colors too much on them. But I think the base on all of the clips are always that white base anyway.
Yeah, cool. You Chris, so you got a question
I was
about
going
product plans? I know you're keen to throw a few out there, but anything
My ideas aren't overly exciting, but I want to hear about your stuff, Jace. So exciting things coming up. We're coming into or getting into winter. It's premium racing season. Obviously, Gold Coast coming up in July, Melbourne in October, all these sold out events. People always love to take a bit of new kit or, some mint stuff into these bigger races. But what's coming up for Oat? Like we've got, is there any new designs, new products? What's happening?
Well, yeah, definitely looking at hat options. So probably going to try and get a few different color in the hat. So we'll restock the black, restock the blue with the pink. I'm thinking I really want to get a blue with the sky blue underneath to match the socks. That look pretty cool, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping or thinking if I can get Jess on board, but I'm wanting maybe a navy and orange because it just seems to be everywhere at the moment, all the new shoes and stuff coming out.
Yeah, that's a good call. There's so many new shoes, like just a lot of new shoes dropping all the time, and the colors are getting louder and louder. It's I guess pretty much it's safe bringing out any color, to be honest.
Yeah, I
Everyone
think
make a way
our
with it.
designs, our designs are a bit more on the tamer sort of side. Obviously, you've got other brands like Schuh that are doing some good stuff, and they do the race day matching socks, which are pretty cool. But the only problem is when that sock sort of finish, or when that shoe finishes, sorry, then that sock doesn't really suit anything else anymore. But on the race day, they look amazing to suit the race shoes. But ours are more of a everyday running sock that you can sort of wear with anything because they're fairly neutral colors.
I'm wondering if you had a white and a red singlet, a white with a red panel singlet that had a Run to PB logo on it, could you potentially have a sock that was white with a red stripe?
I reckon if someone was to bring that sort of singlet out, it'd definitely be on the cards. Matching sock to match the singlet, and obviously neutral colours. And I've been wanting to do one for a while, but wasn't sure what it would match out there. But I do have a brand new pair of Vaporfly 3s in the Eliud Kipchoge colourway, which is
Oh,
gonna
love it.
match that kit perfectly, I reckon. So.
Yes. Well, I guess the podcast's not the greatest medium for teasing out visuals, but we are talking about the Run to PB singlet that is launching tonight in partnership with Ernie Old. We have teamed up with them, and it's we're gonna chat a little bit later about it in detail, Chriso, but Oat are going to come to the party, and they're going to be stocking a singlet, a sock that is going to match our singlet, which is going to be really cool.
It's very cool, mate. It's a bit surreal, actually, that anyone wants to make anything that has the Run to PB logo on it, let alone compliments it. So I'm very excited for this. I think anytime you've got a bit of like fresh white kit, especially while it's, I mean, look, it's very easy to spill a bit of gel or a bit of sports drink and pick up that initial stain. But I'll tell you what, this is going to look absolute fire. Being able to pair this and Jace with the Vaporfly Kipchoge edition. Oh, mate, you just enter a race and that's a guaranteed PB in that kit. Like, it's, whether it's a 5, a 10, or a marathon, you'd be stripping minutes off left, right, and center.
I'm hoping, yeah, when it does come out, it can definitely do the kit proud. But we're gonna have to see, I reckon. It's not gonna be a trail sock, I don't think, or a trail singlet. We'll just have to keep it strictly for the road on those nice days, I reckon.
Mate, I reckon could be take it down to F45. If you, just a big increase in the days you're down there.
Yeah, definitely get the guns out in the singlet. Should be a good day.
Mate, take that in
Really good.
a box full of socks as well. And I tell you, mate, you'd be shifting some merch down there.
Yeah, I reckon it's a no-brainer.
So we're going to time this around Gold Coast Marathon. So the pre-sale for the singlets goes out live tonight, and we'll be probably looking about a 4 to 6 week turnaround on those, and then the socks will be hopefully we're still to nut it, like nail down those finer details, but approximately the same time, and then you'll be set for Gold Coast. Put your vapors on, or and you'll be sorted, mate. You'll be If you go to Gold Coast in that kit, would we guarantee a PB, Christo?
Yes, We would probably read the fine print though on that
Yeah.
guarantee that it's not a money that's refundable guarantee if you do miss out. But I'll tell you what, we've always embraced look good, feel good. So what better way to do it? I think we have had some kit over the last couple of years that it's been great to train in, and this will be a genuine sort of A grade quality top to put on to go and race in as well. So just a nice little addition to the kit. I mean, I'm definitely one of those people who believes that you can't ever have enough kit. So definitely we'll be loading up with another pair of socks. Or probably, let's be honest, I'll probably get two or three because that fresh sock feeling, you can't beat it. And it'd be nice to be able to pair it up with our very own Ernie Old singlet. I think just to make it easier, Zach, and perhaps maybe once the socks are out and Jace has got them up and about and online available for sale, maybe a link to the socks on the Run to PB page. What do you reckon?
Yep, I reckon we can make that happen. We can definitely and when you're fully kitted out, Chris O, I'll be calling on your services for a bit of modelling. Maybe get down to the Botan and get the guns out
Mate,
and
I've
put the best kit on, put the best shoes on, and you'll be sorted.
saw some of your work with Ernie Old last year, mate, and I'm not sure I can quite match those levels, but I'm prepared to put a hard 6 weeks in the gym and get the arms ready for some modelling, so that yeah, we can try and get some kit shifted before Gold Coast. That'd be great.
Hey, Chris O, with our guest Jace, Chris O likes to put them through some medium quick questions, and you're not escaping these ones. So he's got a few to get rolling on.
All right, and
Yeah, sounds good.
Jace is familiar with these because he's a long time listener. So it's going to be hard to take him by surprise. But interested in your perspective here, mate, because yeah, coming with your gym background, it'd be good to hear your thoughts. But with the watch, what sort of watch you got? Garmin, Coros, what are we wearing?
I got the Garmin Fenix 6, so
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
nice watch. Sort of
That's.
waiting for something to happen to it so I can upgrade to the 7, but at the moment it's still working very well. I work at JB Hi-Fi as well, so we get pretty good discounts through there, but yeah, while the 6 is still running very well, I can't really fault it just yet.
Mate, if a weight was to accidentally drop on the perhaps
I
that
know, yeah.
F45, that could nearly be a business expense.
Yeah, have to write it off.
Well, given that you're working at JB Hi-Fi, what sort of phone have you got? iPhone, Android?
So I'm going to be number 3 on the board here, ticking it off with the Android crew.
Oh, see? I knew I liked you for a reason, Jace.
Yeah, so running the S23 Ultra Samsung, so nice big screen and amazing camera. So
To clarify, is that a work phone or did you buy that by choice?
nah, but I reckon I went back to Samsung ever since they brought out the Note back in, oh, the Note 3 maybe like 10 years ago with the bigger screens before Apple were doing the pluses. I just wanted a big screen phone, and that was the only one around. And just been that used to it, I can't change back.
Oh, very, mate, part of a
Can't
very
wipe the
select
smile off
group.
my face when the big dog JB Hi-Fi is rolling Android. You know, you're on a good wicket.
That's it. That's it.
No, good stuff, mate. Your favorite gel, obviously, run a marathon before and keen to work up for another one. But gels, what's your go-to?
Yeah, I'm using the SIS stuff at the moment. It's easy to come by. Our local sort of shop down here at Sportitude, they sell them quite a bit, so it's just easy to go in and grab them, and easy to get down. They're pretty thin, they're not too thick, so yeah, they got the ones with caffeine. I sort of just get the normal ones with the electrolytes in them. I think it's fruit punch or there's some sort of fruit flavor. It's pretty good.
That's okay. Well, you covered off the next question. I was going to ask what flavor, but there we go. The old fruit punch, SIS gels.
Yeah, they got it right.
No, I like that. Hey, one piece of advice for 18-year-old Jace. What would you go back and tell him?
Probably the same as what I'd say now is just probably we'll keep working hard, work hard, and take every opportunity that you can. You never know where it's going to take you.
So, but 18-year-old Jace probably wasn't that long ago, to be honest.
I'm not sure if you've, I am 38 actually, so
Yeah, not that long ago.
yeah, couple years.
Mate, any race in the world you could do, which one? Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be running. I mean, obviously, if it is fantastic, but not obligated to mention a race. But yeah, anything in the world, open checkbook, what would you go and do?
I'd love to do, yeah, Tokyo Marathon. Go back to Japan. Be a good excuse to
Nice.
go back over there. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you love about Japan?
Yeah, everything, just the culture, the people, all the different, the history there as well, just everything about it. Like you can go to the one spot that's got a lot of history and culture with the castles and all that sort of thing. And then you go next door and it's like the biggest electronics store. And I love sport and cars as well. So there's a big following for both of that over there as well.
I reckon Japan's Chriso, it's almost rivaling Saint, like in terms of locations, or like we had Saint Moritz for a while where it was favorite training location. That was a big one. Japan's sort of starting to take the mantle as a place people want to go when the checkbook's given out.
Understandable, really. Like a magical place, and just as you, Jace, touched on the culture of it, just incredible. Mate, favorite bit of kit you've produced? It's probably like saying, like, hey, who's your best mate, or favorite child, or those sorts of things, but.
Yeah.
Favorite bit of kit out of everything that you've put together with Oat so far, what's the fave?
The newest and pretty much my design was the navy with the King Sky, the sky blue stripe. So that's definitely my favorite. Matches my car as well. So it was a good way to get it in there. And it's been pretty good design. People have really come to it, so which is good.
That's all right. People down in Sturt Footy Club, they're a fan of that sock.
Yeah, so I actually I worked. I know I have another job as well. I do security, so I was working at the local footy the other day, and that was the North versus Sturt game. And their socks are actually that big, but they're double blue, so they have a double light blue stripe. But I was like, oh, could be a market here, but we go the single stripe to keep it, try and keep the brand. But they've got the big double stripe there with the navy blue and light blue underneath. So.
Did I see something on socials where someone was maybe doing, might have been some media or something, and you spotted an oat sock? Maybe not.
Is that us?
Yeah.
Mitch has got him on. We had a bit of a connection with Mitch as well.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, Mad Mitch.
Yeah, so yeah, he's a great bloke. So we've caught up with him a couple of times when he's been at Adelaide doing his thing. So yeah, he had some on. Yeah, like with the design, it sort of stands out a little bit. So it's sort of
Yeah.
easier to notice, but the ankle socks, we can't tell. So we've got a few
Yeah.
people wearing the ankle socks. It's very hard. Unless they tag us, it's hard to sort of see what
Yeah.
they're wearing.
And even then, you're really just showing a leg on
Exactly. Yeah,
the
that's it.
ankle
So
socks.
I'm a much more of a crew supporter myself, so I don't wear any. I've never worn our ankle socks yet, I don't think so.
Nah, it's good to see exposure getting out there too. You nearly, I know Sturt do roll the double blue, but look, nothing the airbrush can't fix or a bit of paint. Get them online, just a bit of free exposure for
Exactly. That'd be
road.
good.
With the running, mate, rank these three in order. So, and more in terms of your favorite surfaces to run on or race. So track, road, and trails. What's your 1, 2, 3 there?
I reckon, yeah, road for your races and probably for your everyday running. It's just easier because you can get out and pretty much do it anywhere. But yeah, I pretty much do all of my kilometers on the on a pavement track. But at least you can see different things. You're sort of running a bit of everywhere. Next would be trail. I love trails, but I like doing them as a bit of a special sort of thing, like a race here and there, or that sort of thing, or getting out on a long run for a weekend. But probably couldn't do it every day. And then the track, I'm just too slow for it. I did a race not long ago, and just I think I got lapped by some of the smaller lads by about 3 or 4 laps on a 5K. So you're just doing too many laps, and it's just the same thing over and over. I'm just not fast enough.
You tempted to put the arms out and just throw them into the infield, or?
I did try. I didn't really know the etiquettes. I've never been on the track this first time, so I just tried to stay onto the side, but. A little bit heavier than most of the kids out there that were running. I'm weighing in around the 96 kilo mark, so I don't think they had much choice unless they had to go around me pretty wide. They weren't gonna, they would have bounced off pretty badly, I think.
Jace, your favorite shoes, mate? So both for easy days and for race days. What's your favorites there?
I've always had a good mate, Mike, that worked at Nike, and they used to hook me up with good pricing, but he's moved on onto jobs now. So I was always running my easy runs in the Pegasus, just any version of that. So it started with the turbos and just sort of went up every couple of years. But I just picked up the new On Cloud Hyperbooms in the with the bright orange on it. So hence why I want to bring out a sock and a hat to match. But yeah, they feel amazing. Like I tried the normal Cloud Monster 2s on, but they're just so much more softer on these for an easy run. So they're the new hypers, they feel awesome.
Did you go to a wear test for this, or did you just get fitted in the store?
Yeah, just a sporter shoe jumped on their treadmill they've got set up there, and it just feels a little bit more firm than a normal treadmill. It's got a bit more of a road sort of feel on it. And yeah, just tried both of them on, and I think maybe with the weight as well, the other one just felt so much better.
Awesome. Yeah, you're on some good gear there, mate. Very good.
And
Good.
then, race days, I've always had ever from the blue 4%, I think they were back then, the Vaporflies. So I've had about three series of them. So went from the blue ones to those green ones next, and I've got the new Vaporfly 3s.
You got the Kipchoge ones ready to go.
Yeah, they're fresh in the box, just waiting for to find a race.
Ah, very good. But your favorite Aussie athlete, now it could be male or female. Is it anyone that you sort of follow along with, in terms of like results and what they've been up to?
We're a little bit biased, being South Australian. So Jess Stenson's very highly on the list at the moment. Pretty cool. Like with that run last week with Elise, just ran straight past us on the local trail, which was just like just finished a marathon a week or two before, and she just runs past, says hi to everybody. And you're lucky she'll be doing training runs when we're doing out, like doing like a marathon or something. She'll just be on the course over, and which is pretty cool. And then obviously following that same theme, Izzy Bat Doyle. So it's going to be a tricky one when they're going head to head for selections for the Olympics.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out of Adelaide.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good running scene down here. Obviously, that's what we're sort of used to. But since owning the brand, all of our followers and most of our customers were all sort of Melbourne based. So we obviously follow that scene quite a bit as well, which is pretty cool. But yeah, being local here, yeah, Jess Stenson's definitely top of the list here. She's been around for a little while now, so we've been able to follow her even before we're sort of into running. She was always our big athlete here, so.
Mate, and last one I've got for you. So if you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Now I'll allow you one cheat meal and one healthy meal. Cause I know like in the gym, love a cheat day, but what would you go with? What would you choose?
Yeah, it'd have to be some sort of pizza, I reckon, as you if that was a bit of variety there. So if you do allow a few changes, I think you could probably get away with pizza for three meals a day if you could change it up a little bit,
Good call.
which would be a bit of a cheat meal, a bit of a normal. You could make them healthy, I guess, and you could just go all out and just put everything on there as well.
Is there a go-to pizza?
Probably just something with a lot of meat on it, so some sort of meat lovers variant. Yeah, try and get around to a few different places, but they all do. Everyone does their own sort of style, and they're all pretty bloody good, aren't they?
We throw in some pineapple on it at any stage.
Not at all. No way. That's
Anchovy.
no anchovies either. Just keep it simple.
How about temp? Are you rolling every meal hot, cold? Like you're mixing it up? Like you're going cold in the morning, warm at lunch, hot at dinner, or how are you structuring the heat?
Yeah, I reckon you probably could. Hey, probably go, yeah, in the morning, just have that more of a, yeah, more of a, I don't know, savory type dessert at night sort of thing. So that could be hot or cold. And then obviously having the one for lunch and dinner would be pretty similar, I reckon. Normal sort of standard pizza setup.
I like that. I think pizza, very versatile meal. Like, what are our thoughts on breakfast pizza? Like, is it just the previous night? Like, we're thinking like dinner's fresh, piping hot, delicious pizza, and then whatever you don't eat, that then becomes breakfast. Or are we preparing something, specifically for breakfast with, a bit of a breakfast theme?
You'd have to mix it up, maybe like a bacon and egg or something, maybe mix it up
Oh,
like that.
yeah.
I don't think you could go wrong.
You've thought about this a lot more than I thought you may have. I'm
It's a
impressed.
common question. I thought about it just before. I was actually listening to some podcasts today to try and get my head around it. And yeah, I was listening, and yeah, I reckon that'd be the go, I reckon.
No, I'm inspired. Yeah, I'll bacon and egg breakfast pizza. There's a market in that. Maybe a bit of hash brown on there too.
Needs to be done.
Mate, if ever gets to a stage where you're looking to put out recipe books along with, as the oat recipe book, that could be the one on the front cover.
Yeah, it could be an idea.
Hey mate, really thank you for jumping on. Hey, there's a special offer that's going to go out to, and obviously, and listeners can jump on board with this. Our Run to BB community can, there'll be an email going out, but there'll be a code Run to PB 20. And 20% off. Just it's pretty exclusive short term deal. I think for the next 2 weeks we're running it, so you can
Yeah,
jump on
running.
and snag a deal.
Yeah, running up until May the 12th. So we'll have that live from basically today. So anything else on the website, 20% off the total thing. Any orders over $60. There is that post 60 as well. So that will get you free postage. But yeah, jump on and spend some money. Hopefully make you run a little bit faster. The
Doing
comfort's definitely there at least. The comfort and
the
is guaranteed, so, and look good as well.
Yeah. And they will have more details to follow around the matching sock to our singlet, and follow you guys on social. Where's the best? It's at oatrunning
Yeah, yep.
.com.au, and then
Yep.
at yep.
And then Instagram, yeah, just Oat Running as well. But yeah, search that up, it comes straight up. We'll be hopefully the first ones on your list.
And
And
but people, when they get their socks, can tag you in, and we might get a repost.
yeah, anyone, we like to share everyone else's stuff, especially like success stories, that sort of thing. And love to just see them out there. And it's amazing to bring something out for people, and then you see the love for them and people posting the photos and then sharing their stories. It's always good to see. Very humbling sort of experience as well. So
Love it, mate. I'll tell you, I'm excited for this kit, Zaka. I know we shouldn't wish time away, but I tell you, mid-June, by the time this stuff's all ready to go, I can't bloody wait.
mate, you might be decked out on the plane over the Gold Coast, just in the head to toe Run to PB and oats
Well, I wouldn't rule it out. There's a
socks.
mate, I might even have the vapor flies on as I board the
Get through a bit quicker.
plane.
All right, Jace, thanks again, mate. And we'll have all those details on our website and on our socials, and there'll be an email going out as well. So thanks again, mate.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much for having me on. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See you guys.
Very good fun chatting to Jace, mate. I think we're gonna have to top up that sock drawer after that chat.
It's overflowing, but I think it's like when you finish your main meal, you always find room for dessert. So, yeah, you rest assured there will definitely be some room cleared for a couple of fresh additions.
This weekend, we mentioned at the top of the show, a few of our athletes will be, quite a few actually, will be in taper mode. Wednesday, we're recording on, so probably doing either done their last hit out, maybe got a little tune up, like final short tune up Thursday. But then it is well into the bit of carb loading, then heading down the highway to Ballarat, the Ballarat Marathon.
Mate, the inaugural Ballarat Marathon. And I think it's the best part of 20 to 30 run to PB athletes we've got heading around Ballarat this weekend.
I had a look at the list, mate. It's 39, might be 40 actually.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, there you
Yeah.
go.
Excluding coaches. So you throw a few coaches going around. I know Brady is going around in the marathon.
Gemma's doing the half.
Gemma's doing the half. But me and Maddie will be holding the fort. We're actually holding the tent up, mate. I think we've got pegs. Like, we've actually got legs on the tent, so we don't just literally have to stand there holding it up. But we have got a Run to BB tent that's going to be, we believe at the start to finish area. We just being Wednesday, we're getting confirmation Thursday as the exact location, but it is the event village that some teams are going to have set up, and we're lucky enough to have a little spot, which is going to be good for our team to throw their bags in, catch up with other Run to BB athletes, catch up with their coaches that are there, do a bit of a warm up, have a bit of a briefing post race. Obviously, be some war stories that can be shared, and a bit of a celebration. I think Matt and I are going to load up an esky and put some refreshments, some non-alcoholic refreshments, Chriso, just some maybe some chalky milk or some Gatorades for post race.
Bit of a Calippo or two.
Yeah, might have to throw a box of Calippos in
I'm gonna
for
say
sure.
Ballarat
Might be cold.
weather
Might be. I don't know
might be a
if
bit too cold for
Ballarat
a Calippo.
is good for weather. Is looking very nice for the weekend. I know race weekends, race weeks, you don't want to spend more time on the weather app than Nick Earl, but you want to. It is going to be nice. It's going to be not. I think when Ballarat Marathon was announced, a lot of people were like, oh, okay, if it's good weather, yes, but you're talking April, late April, you could get anything, but it's looking good.
Yeah, and still on the cooler side, so it'll be perfect for running, but probably it's definitely jacket weather still in Ballarat.
Yeah, well, yes. Oh no, I'll be because
You'll
I'm
be
not
rugged up. You'll be
actually.
rugged
Yeah,
up
I'll be rugged up.
regardless.
I'll be doing a lot of standing around. Although I did say to Matt, are we a chance to maybe get a bike, or maybe we may get out on the course. Well, we'll obviously be on the course, but whether we get mobile on the course, Matt's pretty good on the scooter. I know he's done some good work on those Lime scooters, so maybe. Matt'll, I don't know if they're down in Ballarat, but I could see him flying around the lake following some of his athletes going around.
Say so might have Ollie with him, mate. Ollie and Matt in tandem on the scooter.
My whisper is that Ollie has another adventure planned Sunday morning.
Okay.
So I think it is gonna be the Gemma and Matt will be flying the flag and a run to PB. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun morning. We'll be there from about 7, probably earlier, 6:37. I think race first, I think the half and the marathon start at 8 o'clock. So yeah, it's gonna be good fun, Chriso.
Looking forward to hearing about how it all goes. Obviously, seeing the results from all of our athletes as well. There's a lot of good blocks that have been put together, and I'm sure there'll be a selection of PBs that get registered on the weekend. But just hearing about it, it's the first one that's happening, and yeah, it'd be nice for it to. I mean, there's a lot of hype around it, but hopefully, can get to a stage where it really is on the map and sort of an alternative to places like Melbourne, Sydney, and Gold Coast with everything, I guess, selling out, that you've got this option that's available in regional Victoria that's still a top quality event.
Yeah, spot on. We're seeing this ex like obviously this running ex you know explosion popularity now. People just as Jace mentioned, you know, you wanted to get on, you wanted to get into these events relatively new into running, and just can't get a start. So yeah, there's more room, more capacity. Like, events like this, it's I know last week did that post with around the ground some of the recent results, and we were looking at some of the overseas marathons. We had people in Christchurch, New Zealand. We had a couple of races there. We had London Marathon obviously on the weekend. We had Boston and we had Zurich. So it's been results central. And then you look through that post, like I think I had to go to really small font to fit them all on one page. It was, and we were out in Adelaide, Newcastle, Queensland, South Australia, the O'Keefe Rail Trail had an event. We had a couple in Has he? Yeah, it's just getting longer and longer, these the amount of events going around.
It's great to see though. I think gone are the days of the virtual fun run. They are dead. Hopefully never to be seen again. But just the amount of events that are on, but I know, look, this weekend's another great example, and it's a start. We're into that prime event season. It's just pretty much going to go all the way through to October now. So no, it's cool. Running's in a great spot at the moment.
Well, give me that events, Chris. So I reckon we might go with Dale Fuda, run to PB legend, and I'm gonna call him our world record chat correspondent because he's got his finger on the pulse, and
He
he
does.
does send through some great work, some really good finds. Like he's not just spending his time on Canadian Running Magazine. He must have a few irons in the fire because he's pulled some rippers to us, and one of them. Well, let's touch on a couple of things. Firstly, a while back we spoke about his friend who was rolling a marathon on a cruise ship, and we now have confirmation that Shane Wood, who did do that marathon on the cruise ship. It's going to be down in Ballarat, and he's teed up him to come by the Run to BB tent, have a bit of a chat. He's actually in talks with the Guinness Book of Records to set up an official attempt. So we're going to have a chat to Shane about that. Me and Maddie will, I know Maddie's a massive world record chat fan, so we'll have a chat to Shane, courtesy of Dale. He's sending him our way. But another thing that Dale sent through to us, which mate, you nearly fell off your chair when you saw this one.
I had some concerns when I saw this. I did have to read the fine print on this one. But mate, the human caterpillar marathon, didn't realize that this was a thing. But Nora offering some
Yeah.
things in the background
Obviously.
that won't be re repeated. But five people dressed up as a caterpillar, and you'd think, oh, come on, like, but surely they've probably walked a fair chunk of this and just got it done. No, they ran 257 in a five-person costume as a caterpillar. Like, this is unreal. Like, obviously the coordination and skill that it's taken to I mean, look, all good and well if you're on the front of it, not really needing to, you're just running at your own pace and all good. But yeah, like everyone else sort of needing to sort of keep in decent time and get dragged along. Like that's very impressive. And that was at the Manchester Marathon, not at some sort of two-bit
Yes,
fun run. Like
of course.
this is legitimate.
Good friend, he hasn't been on the show. I was going to say good friend. Oh, he's a good listener of the show, Marty Mashford, who used to reside in Melbourne. He's gone back to the UK guy, he's gone back to London, and he's one of the big dog, one of the race organisers of Manchester Marathon. So I might have to hit him up and see if these guys got a special entry, got a late start, maybe, because amount of how about if you're racing, you're going to the drink station, you've got this caterpillar that's basically taken up the whole length of the drink station. Like you, I mean, yeah, it would be a very interesting sight when you're rolling along at that pace to have those five guys rolling next to you. It's one of the most bizarre things you'd see.
I don't know. Like, how did they coordinate the drinks?
Yeah.
Bloke in the middle wants to stop for a drink at the drink station, and the others are like, "Nah, sorry, mate, no deal," and just keep chugging on. Like, there's yeah, just the logistics of it all. I'd love to. I mean, look, I'm sure it's not actually possible to get these five guys on, but I tell you what, it'd be fascinating to listen to how they prepared it, how they trained for it.
Probably not that hard,
What the
Chris. I don't
strategy
think.
was.
I don't know if they're that the media banging their door down. Maybe they
No, I'm not
like
sure that
maybe
we could
2 weeks
track them
later.
down.
Yeah, we I'm not going to track them.
Yeah, no.
not for our own listeners' sake, but you could have a private conversation with them, so, and ask them all these questions. Were they doing long runs like this? Are they belting 30K long runs in prep, doing
Even
4x5K? Is
just
they
like a group threshold in the caterpillar.
yeah.
I mean, who made the costume? Where did they get the idea from? It's just so many unanswered questions that,
Yeah.
look, we'll only ever be able to speculate on.
Did Nora pose that a centipede could be the next move where you just get, 200 people?
Look,
You get the whole race. You could just book out a race and just say we're all doing this as one, and that's the event.
there's look, probably a world record waiting to happen there. It's look, if there's 200, I mean, that could be it. Maybe that's a park run thing.
Yeah.
Park run have taken away most of their records, but maybe perhaps that's something they want to be known for. I don't know.
Gone past 9 o'clock, Chris. So we're talking about centipedes, and you've mentioned parkrun, which could send you on a down a down a
No.
rant that needs to be cut. We should wind it up, although we do need to mention once again another little plug. There's going to be like this is going to be everywhere. So without throwing it down everyone's throat, the Ernie Old X run to PB launch. I'm hitting the button now, Chrisso,
She
to
live.
make it live. It is now officially live. People can order, jump on, get on the pre-sale. So just for the pre-sale, we want to secure the orders by the it's a tight-ish turnaround because we want to ensure that people get the singlets at least 2 or 3 weeks out from Gold Coast so they can do their workouts. We don't have any issues with freight. So May 1 cut off for ordering their singlets. We have a little bit of intel beforehand. We've since checked this on a couple. I even ran it by Paul Reason, and he got out a massive rubber stamp and just put a rubber stamp on his emoji. There's no emoji, but on his phone, literally on his phone, and just said, "Mate, it is approved." So it's
Life.
Paul Reason approved. That's good enough for me.
No, that's probably the highest stamp of approval that you could get. So you know that it's some quality stuff coming our way, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's men's and women's cut. The images are going to be up tomorrow. You can jump on the website now, runtopb.co/shop. There's only two products showing at the moment, Chris, and they are the two singlets that we have, men's and women's. And yeah, it's going to be socks coming as we teased out before.
That's it, like pre-order by May the 1st or probably miss out because there may not be a reprint or a redo of these. So yeah, you've got 1 week to get them in. Obviously no one's listening right now because we're not doing a live cast, but yeah, you've got till May the 1st to get your order in. And as you said, yeah, we want to try and get them out as quickly as possible. Look good, feel
Simon,
good, guaranteed
yeah.
PBs.
And I think Simon's and myself, Matt, Brady, yourself, Chris, all been involved in the design process. And Simon's does an amazing job. Being made in Melbourne is pretty cool. And he's put a lot of thought into the color and the font, and it looks fantastic. So yeah, it's gonna be exciting, mate. Gonna be exciting to rep this. It's yeah, all the details will be out. That's us, mate. Another one in the books.
That's it, mate. It's gone quick, mate. We're a few weeks away from episode 200 coming up in the lead up to Gold Coast. So lots of things to celebrate between now and then. Another guest next week.
Another
We'll
guest.
be
Mate, we're going to
getting
have a potential race recap from you. We'll have a race recap
well.
from the tent from myself. And
Yes.
I actually did, Maddie did mention to Maddie, let's try and get him in for a chat post Ballarat. So we might get a little bit of a recap. with Maddie involved as well.
Looking forward to that. I think we are due to catch up with Mattress. That'd be great.
All right, mate. Hopefully next week we are chatting about Gels Relay. But if not, we'll be chatting about how well you cheered Nora around the course.
Yeah, no, that's it. We'll see. I hope the shoes will definitely be on the other foot this time. But yeah, looking forward to the weekend, regardless of how much or how little running happens. It's good. Yeah, always fun to get down there. And mate, I can't wait to hear all about Ballarat. So obviously you're going to get a chance to rub shoulders with a lot of the crew. So yes, exciting times.
For sure, we'll chat next week, mate.
Sounds good.